This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ken, I'll tell you right now, after this week's sending my child back to school and dealing with everything that's come from it, I need tonight.
And you're hurting kittens on top of all that. I mean, you are really, literally hurting kittens.
I'm currently hashtag cat dad.
Your fur babies?
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, yeah. Supported by Senior Grubbies, now with two locations, the OG location in Carlsbad Village, and now the new spot up in Oceanside. Find them online at eatgrubbies.com. It's Jeremy with me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright, and a man that is very hard to nail down when it comes to getting his time. We've been trying to get Kelsey from North Park Beer Co. in here for, I don't know what, two years now?
It's been at least 18 months.
The last time we got a drink with Kelsey, we had to go to his spot and broadcast live.
Yeah.
You guys just added a patio, didn't you, recently?
We did. Yeah, we've got a patio out on University Avenue. So, because we have a kitchen, we weren't the most dog-friendly brewery in town, but now you can bring your dog and hang out in the patio. Yeah, it's great.
You just keep giving people more and more reasons
when do you build the hotel?
it's all about building upward and city planning now these days. We got room.
That other voice you hear is Darren. Darren, are you the North County sales rep for North Park Beer Co.?
North County and then like the rest of the world as well.
Okay.
So, yeah.
We're going to talk about your beer tonight, what's going on, things that are happening at the brewery, but I'm parched. I need a beer. What are we going to start with?
We'll start you off with Bird Park. Bird Park is our bohemian style pilsner. We were fortunate enough to take home a bronze medal at the Great American Beer Festival last year with this one. Nice, refreshing, good floral, hop aromas, nice malty backbone.
Just after I got to exhale after that initial swallow, I got all that maltiness. That
for sure.
Biscuit.
Yes.
This is malty, but it's got some spicy hop quality.
Yeah, totally. The Czech Sots hop
is
going to give you that spicy note. We use
Lovely.
A little bit of a German pearl hop to, you know, give you a little bit more of that kind of spicy, earthy, woodsy, you know, kind of floral.
Now, with a lot of Czech pilsners, too, people describe like almost a sulfury note. Do you guys have that at all?
No.
This beer, when it's young, you know, it's in the fermenter before it's really had a good time to lager out. Yeah, it's definitely got a little bit of that sulfury note, but it conditions out nice. And it, you know, really, once it comes into its own, it's very refined.
Being a lager, is this something that's part of your core lineup?
This one comes and goes. Lagers for us are a challenge because we take the time, you know, low and slow, do it right. And we want to make sure that our lagers are in peak form, but keeping those tanks going and giving them to the lagers all the time can be a challenge. But I mean, like, for example, right now we've got three of them going right now. We only have six fermenters, so we're, yeah, Darren's feeling the pain. He's not getting the beer.
I need to sell some beer. Hello?
Patience.
Well, you might not be able to keep this in stock year round, but I'll tell you, when it's on, I want to drink it, and my glass is already empty. Which
mine too.
We need to either pour some more or play a song, and I guess we drank all of that crowler. So we're gonna start the program off with some Rocket from the Crypt because that's what Kelsey wanted. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. The Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Just taking detours while we're playing music and drinking beer. Tonight we're with our friends from North Park Beer Co. Kelsey and Darren wrapped up the, you said it was Bird Park Pilsner?
Yeah, Bird Park Pilsner.
I must say, I have to give you mad amounts of credit for all the beers that you make and all the exploration you do. It is hard to do a few styles of beer really good. You do every freaking style of beer really good. I mean, there hasn't been one beer that I've tried a year that I've gone, well, you know, they're all 10 out of 10 beers.
It's hard to do, but he's done it.
One that surprised the hell out of me, and I'll never forget when I saw it come out, and I think that's what we're drinking next, was when the haze craze really started.
Yeah.
Kelsey's known for the beers that he makes, clean, crisp, delicious, amazing, drinkable beers. So to see you make the jump to an hazy IPA, and then you also debuted it during the North Park Festival of the Arts, I believe it was, because the name stuck. Art is hard,
right.
But that's not, you didn't call it Art is Hard because of the Festival of the Arts, did you?
Well, there were two reasons, but I mean, it all tied together. The band Cursive is one of my favorite bands, and they have this song called Art Is Hard. And the lyrics are all about kind of like, you know, sink or swim, sell out if you gotta.
Which is a perfect transition into you making a hazy IPA.
And while that was the thing, I was like, all right, if I'm going to dive into this, it's kind of against, you know, sort of my core beliefs, but I'm going to do it because if I'm going to try anything, I'm going to do it as good as I can. You know, the devil's in the details. I'm going to find those details and I'm going to do a really good job. And so
you dug in and found that hazy does not associate with lazy. This beer takes a crap ton more work than doing your standard IPAs.
Yeah, the focus is not lacking at all. You really have to get in there to make a beer that is so easy to drink. I mean, these beers are supposed to be juicy and just really aromatic and full-bodied, but without being sweet or cloying on the palate. Like, it should be a very drinkable beer, and it should be very expressive across the board. And it is refined in its own right. It's not lazy.
This has turned into a core beer for you guys since you debuted it. And has the recipe changed a lot from when you started, or is it
so much? And like, I still continue to tweak, you know, the knobs here and there a little bit by a little bit and make it better and better.
Question is this something that we can pick up in cans, or do we have to grab crowlers from your tasting room?
So the core beers like Hop Fu, Art Is Hard, you'll see those around bottle shops, the better bottle shops in town that will keep our beer cold and make sure that it's in the right condition. And more of our limited cans that, you know, we're doing smaller batches of, we're selling those straight out of the tasting room.
Oh man, well kudos to you. This is what such you nailed it on every point that you would expect out of a hazy.
Delicious,
nomination.
Spectacular
beer. Thank you.
We're gonna take a break and we come back. I got some arty music to go along with this, and then we're going to do the grand poobah of karate IPAs. Ken, bow down to this beer, for you are not worthy.
No, I am not.
This is the Bruce MFing Lee of beers, and I say that because it's actually called Hop Fu. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright, drinking with Kelsey and Darren from North Park Beer Co. You know them, you love them, and this beer is, I don't know, it's the, what, you said it was the most decorated homebrew in the history of the world?
As far as we know. this beer was the whole reason why North Park Beer Company exists. I started brewing this beer around 2006, 2007, and it went through a lot of iteration. 2010, I entered it in the National Homebrewing Competition, and out of 300 something entries, it took a gold medal. Then over the course of the next 5 years that followed, it took a silver medal, another gold medal, another gold medal, and also a bronze medal when I threw some apricot.
Oh my God. Yeah. Wait, you threw apricot in this?
Yeah. And so I was able to take this beer that, you know, had just consistently done well on the competition circuit. And I, you know, was looking for investment capital and needs.
He said,
to
I
be
make the best garage
glasses.
Hooch in the nation.
Yeah. I know how to work the bathtub.
So Hop Fu is the core IPA for North Park Beer Company.
It is. It's our, you know, reason for being here. So.
Well, this is definitely quintessential West Coast, because you're getting that crisp, clear, piney, resinous characteristics out of it.
Close your eyes, sip this beer, and you must agree, you will agree, there is no other way to put it except that it's the best f***ing IPA I've had in a long time. You can quote me on that.
This just in. You've been doing this beer for this long. You also got a chance to do something that was really cool. You got to pick the hops in Yakima for this hop food that you're brewing right now, didn't you?
Yeah. Last year, I was fortunate to get to go and do a group select with some breweries. And then Amarillo hops, I had a big contract on, so I was able to go and pick those by myself. We've been
yourself? You're out there all by yourself in the hop field?
Well,
with the wolves and hop monsters?
Maybe I'm painting the wrong picture. No, this was more in like a warehouse, and I'm... You know, I have a bunch of samples on a table in front of me, and I'm rubbing them between my hands, and I'm smelling them.
Wait, do that again.
Yeah.
That is a man who's really good at rubbing.
If you want to pick hops, you got to be good at rubbing.
So are you going to get a chance to do that again this year?
Yep, for sure. Yeah, I'll be heading back up to Yakima, Washington in a couple of weeks.
Cheers to making every part of this beer amazing, and you know, hop food to you, my friend.
Excellent, cheers.
All right, so you want another one? Since you're picking the music tonight, you wanted some Pinback. I think Pinback goes with hop foo, and if you don't agree with me, well then hop foo you. Nothing like the offhand topic of handworm sausage while we're doing...
yeah, das ist gut.
Don't ask ask how that came about. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, drinking with our friends tonight from North Park Beer Co. Kelsey and Darren have brought some amazing beers. Hop Foo just finished that one, their flagship IPA. If you have not tried it up until this point, you have not lived. We've had the Art is Hard Hazy IPA and the Berg Park Pilsner, all three amazing beers. And normally I would be scared, given that we're going from an IPA like we just had to something that the aroma smells rather tart to me, but I'm 100% trust in thy Kelsey. What is our next beer?
This is Pagasito.
Wait, like small something or other?
You would think, but we have this ironic naming convention for our fruited kettle sour beer program. Cito meaning small. They're all high gravity beers, so every one of them so far has been north of 7%. Yeah, this one's clocking in at 7.4.
That's like an imperial sour.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Goodness gracious.
My perspective is, like, if I'm going to make this, I want it to be sweet tart fruit bomb. We use over 800 pounds of fruit.
Good Lord.
Per, you know, in a 15-barrel batch.
The math on that right now.
That's more math than I can do on my fingers right now.
Yeah, you're talking, like, you know, pounds per gallon is your ratio at that
you
point.
You are. So. This is a deep dive into just wonderful...
I'm at a loss for words.
It's our fifth iteration of the beer. So the first one was Guavacito, and then we had Raspberry, which was Framboisito.
Right.
I see what you're doing
and then
there.
We had our...
Franglish?
Franglish.
Franspagnol. Our Franspagnol was impeccable on that one.
Franspagnol.
Yeah. And then we went with Mangocito. And these are all 800 pounds of fruit going into these batches.
At least 800 pounds of fruit.
Yeah. And then the last one we did was a black currant version that we did Castecito.
Being that it is it's one of those things that's kind of a one-off, I imagine when this is gone, you'll have something else to rotate into its place. So get this now while you can. And it's probably not making it to cans. This is probably going to be a tasting room crawler thing.
Yep.
It's coming up against it. We're running low.
Yeah, we're running real low. So
why you got to hurt me like that?
Dude. Everybody, get this beer now. Go to the tasting room now.
To hell with White Claw. Just give me these. This is hydration and deliciousness all in the same breath.
Goodness gracious.
We're gonna take a break. I got the perfect song to go along with this. We'll do it next on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour. It's Alt 94.9. I cannot wait to end tonight with the beer that we have in our glass right now. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9, supported by Senior Grubbies. Now with two spots, their original location in Carlsbad and the brand new one that they have up in Oceanside.
Oceanside!
Find them online at eatgrubbies.com. It's Jeremy with me as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright. Our guest of honor tonight, Darren and Kelsey from North Park Beer Co. So far, I mean, tonight's beers have been absolutely second to none, from the Pagasito, the Hop Foo, Art is Hard Hazy IPA, and the Bird Park Pilsner, but I've got a feeling, because I remember talking about the release of this beer for Who's Tapping What when it came out. Never got a chance to try it because I heard that the line was stupid long, like wrapped around the neighborhood long for this beer.
Silly, yeah.
I'll ruin it. It's macaroons before dying. How fast did this sell out?
So we had a line form well in advance of our opening, and I counted the people in line and handed out a bunch of tickets, and we literally handed out the last ticket on the last person. So we sold out by the time we could ring in all the bottles. It was crazy. This is a stupid amount of coconut in beer. We're talking like, you know, about a pound per gallon.
Let's roll it back to before this happened. This is the base beer to something else.
Well, the base beer is a beer called Death Before Dying. And we made that as a foundation for things that you might want to enjoy before dying. And in this case, it's macaroons.
If I went right now, that'd be all right. Good night.
There's coconut. There's chocolate notes in here. It's smooth.
Yeah, this aged for over a year in Heaven Hill bourbon barrels.
That's what it is. And so there's that toasty vanilla note.
Yep. Stop it. You're killing me.
We used a bunch of grade A Madagascar vanilla beans. And this one, we used a coffee that we brought in from a roaster in Chicago called Dark Matter. They make this amazing espresso blend called Unicorn Blood. Yeah, it adds this like kind of walnut and like almost cinnamon kind of note to it.
That's a perceived note and not an actual.
Yeah, there's no cinnamon.
It smells like Mexican chocolate and coconut put together.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we use three types of coconut.
Stop it.
Yeah, this beer, we're really stoked on it, and we can't wait to develop the series. Actually, during Beer Week, which happens to coincide with Dia de los Muertos, we're going to be bottling a Mexican chocolate cake version of this.
On behalf of everybody who's listening right now and is asking themselves, how the hell can we get our hands on this? How does somebody get their hands on this?
Hold on, let me check eBay right now. Right. Hold on, let's see.
Check eBay.
Yeah. $200.
$200 on eBay.
Yeah, I didn't stash much of this for myself, but I thought this was a worthy share. So,
all right, cheers, guys. So if you know anybody who knows anybody who has a bottle of this beer anywhere, buy a plane ticket, go there, drink it. It's that good.
What a beer to walk out on tonight. Kelsey, you knocked it out of the park. Darren, thank you for what you do. Yeah, I mean,
appreciate you guys.
Keep evangelizing North Park Beer Co. Absolutely. Because, I mean, it's... I'm gonna sit in my chair now. We're going to go out on this. Thank you guys so much. See you next week.
Cheers. Yeah. Cheers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.